The McLean County Museum of History joins its annual Lincoln Fest this weekend. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Frank Norris, a historian of the National Park Service, ahead of his presentation on what life was like for African Americans traveling along Route 66 ahead of the passage of the Civil Rights Act.
Well, Route 66 was a adventurous, fun way for Americans to head out toward the Great Plains, the Mountain West, and the Pacific Coast from the 1930s to the 1970s. Those who traveled the road when as African Americans found it challenging, and there were a number of impediments along the way.
Listeners might be most familiar with the movie that came out last year called Green Book, and it told the true story of Don Shirley, an African-American pianist traveling through the U.S. in the early 1960s. But the film got its namesake from a book written by Victor Hugo Green. Can you tell us a little bit about the book itself?
Victor Green was a postal worker in the Harlem section of New York City, but he also ran a travel agency on the side, and he knew a number of people in the black community in Harlem. And during the early to mid 1930s was a time in which there was a large and growing black middle class. They wanted to travel like so many other people. They had automobiles, but they were in a difficult position because the highways of America, both north and south, were hostile places to them. They wanted to have a chance to go to Alabama to visit their grandparents. They wanted to have a chance to go out west and see the national parks. They wanted to have a chance to travel and see America like everyone else did. But they also wanted respectability, and the last thing that they wanted was to have people slam doors in their faces when they wanted to go to hotels and restaurants. They contacted Victor Green and said, "Can you put together a directory for us that lists accommodations that will welcome us?"
So the Green Book then was more of a broad look at across the entire U.S. And in your presentation on Saturday is detailing specifically on Route 66, correct?
That's correct. And really, the lessons that I learned are pretty broadly applicable all around the country.
From your research, maybe you could take listeners on a journey as an African American traveling on Route 66, whether moving from east to west or west to east, I'll leave that up to you. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about what that was like and the experiences that they had.
Most travelers along Route 66, black or white, oftentimes started in Chicago, which of course had a large black population, but blacks leaving Chicago really didn't know what that landscape out there was like, although they probably had some hunches that in certain places the landscape was pretty hostile. So before the Green Book came along, they had learned various techniques on how to get by so that they could find places to stay. For instance, they might drive along the main street of a town, look for a black passerby and say, "Where can we stay?" or "Where can we have a meal?" But sometimes when people headed out on long journeys, they didn't have that bank of information and they simply just drove straight on through. They might pack a picnic basket and just keep on driving unless they obviously needed gas. They otherwise just drove all night long.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Frank Norris, a historian for the National Park Service. What about public transportation? How did that come into play?
Well, African Americans look forward to driving America's highways because it did not have a lot of the sort of structural impediments that other forms of transportation did. In the South, for instance, there were Jim Crow cars where all blacks were told to travel. There were, on buses, oftentimes blacks needed to sit in the back of the bus. Obviously, the personal vehicle gave blacks the freedom to be able to drive wherever they wanted and however they wanted. So it was a real vehicle of freedom for them. The only trouble was the sides of the roads were not integrated, and they ran across a lot of the same hostilities, though in just different forms, once they pulled over and tried to get something to eat or a place to stay.
WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with National Park Service historian Frank Norris. Catch his presentation, Courageous Motorists, tomorrow at 1:30 at the McLean County Museum of History.